KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
1 o'clock in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Scott Seeger, KSL's top story this hour. The man accused of killing an Ogden police officer has been found dead in his jail cell. Matthew David Stewart committed suicide. An angry Weber County attorney says jail staff treated Stewart humanely, but he rejected mental health counseling and other services. D. Smith also blames Stewart for what happened, saying he saw other agents with clearly marked police uniforms.
There's been a lot of noise about Mr. Stewart believing that these were intruders into his home, that he didn't know they were police. The evidence is very clear that he knew exactly who he was shooting at.
Smith says Stewart fired 31 shots on January 4th, 2012. 17 of them hit police, and 7 of those hit Officer Jared Frankham. And Smith says the bottom line is it is illegal to grow marijuana. Stewart's family disagrees with the Weber County Attorney's investigation. They have posted claims that he was the victim of a corrupt system. TSA officials say they found a loaded handgun strapped to a man's prosthetic leg as he was trying to get on a flight here in Salt Lake. It's the third gun confiscated at the airport this week and the 19th so far this year. KSL's top national story this hour. President Obama handed out the diplomas at the Naval Academy graduation and also had advice for the newly graduated midshipmen. ABC's Ann Compton reports.
One day after telling the country he has narrowed the focus of the fight against terrorism, President Obama welcomed the newest officers of the U.S. military, more than 1,000 Navy ensigns and Marine second lieutenants. He urged them to uphold the honor of the military, which he called the most respected institution in the country.
He also addressed the military sexual assault controversy, saying it has no place in the greatest military on earth. Other national stories we're following. The White House says it welcomes yesterday's decision by leaders of the Boy Scouts to open its membership to youths who identify themselves as gay. But a White House spokesman says the position of scout leader should also be open to everyone, regardless of sexual orientation. Well, the market's struggling to get back into positive territory today. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial's up a point to 15,295, but the NASDAQ is down 9 and the S&P losing 3. Great looking Memorial Day weekend for you. We'll get you the latest from the KSL Weather Center next. KSL News Time 102.
Utah's afternoon news with Scott and Maria.
She's a lifesaver. Megan just saved a guy's life.
3 till 7 on KSL News Radio.
Sutherland's Home and Garden Spring Catalog has arrived, filled with spring buys, ideas, specials, and more. A new deck not only adds value to your home, but it also creates an enjoyable outdoor space. Build a sturdy, low-maintenance deck with Cimarron composite decking for $150 per linear foot, compared to $249. Does your cedar fence need a little TLC? 1x4x6-inch cedar fence boards are just 99 cents each. Show weeds who's boss with Roundup ready-to-use weed and grass killer for just $649 after mail-in rebate. Shade your windows or porch with outdoor roll-up window shades at up to 80% off. We have 3 sizes to choose from. Check out our tool sale. Right now, you can get a 2400 PSI pressure washer for only $249. That's $120 off. Sutherland's, serving Salt Lake for over 40 years. Located on the corner of Redwood Road and North Temple. Check out these deals and more online at Sutherlands.com.
Attention, on Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
Maybe we should do our Thursday night shows in people's backyards.
Perfect. Grandma, start making some extra potato salad.
7 till 10 on KSL News Radio.
And let's get an update of traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. No major problems to tell you about. I-15, both north and southbound, looking fairly smooth. I-80 east and westbound, looking fairly smooth as well. And your forecast for the Memorial Day weekend looks like it's going to be sunny the rest of today. Highs in the 70s. Clear tonight, overnight low in the 50s tomorrow. Sunny and warmer, high in the low 80s. Low 80s for Sunday, and then we just dip back into the upper 70s for Monday, but mostly sunny skies. Right now, a few clouds and 68 degrees in Salt Lake. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Scott Seeger, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic and weather.
Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson are the browsers.
Yeah, you just hook this right into your phone and you can use it as a mouse.
Yeah, but then you can't surf the web and use your phone at the same time.
The biggest stories breaking online, reaction in social media, new technology, and remarkable websites and videos about to go viral. Jay and Amy find the best of everything, online and in life. The Browsers on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
So imagine this scenario. You're walking down the street and some complete stranger comes up to you and says, "Hey, aren't you Amy Iverson?"
Happens all the time.
But in this case, you're not a radio personality. You're just somebody that works at a regular job, and they say, "Aren't you this? Hey, happy birthday." Or, "Hey, you're an Aquarius." Or whatever information that might be out there about you comes right to them in some magical form.
Creepy.
And they're able to access it instantly based upon your face and then use it. That's what we're talking about with Google Glass. Combining Google Glass with this product from Lambda Labs, their facial recognition product has been out for a while, but they're releasing what's called their API, their application programming interface, specifically for Google Glass.
Well, Google finally let developers start tinkering with it.
Yes.
So you'll see a lot of apps coming out now. We'll get bombarded with them.
You certainly will. This one has a lot of people out there concerned. And I want to know what you think. Text us at 57500. Are you okay with this? Now, you may think, well, there's nothing out there on the internet that is people are going to be able to find out about me. Well, first of all, how do you know? Have you Googled yourself? Because if you're on LinkedIn, if you're on Facebook, if you're, and again, Facebook privacy settings will help this not come up. But odds are, if you've ever been in a newspaper article, if your face has ever appeared anywhere on the interwebs with your name attached to it and any information attached to it, the idea is that it will be able to scan your face and that information will come up immediately to somebody. Now, if you're somebody who's in the public eye all the time, probably not a big deal. But if you're just walking down the street and somebody instantly knows a lot of information about you based upon your face, how does that make you feel? Text us at 57500.
But who's the weirdo that's going to come up and say, "Hey, aren't you blah-bitty-boo?"
Well, you can't see this in a bar. You can't see this. It's no longer, "Hey, what's your sign?"
You're asking for
it. It's like, "Hey, we're the same sign." Or, "Hey, happy birthday." Or, "Hey, I noticed that we live in the same neighborhood." Or, "Hey, I work next door to you." I mean, for all kinds of reasons, this could get pretty creepy pretty fast.
I have some other apps I want to tell you about for Google Glass that are coming out. One is in that same vein, but it's for doctors. It's called MedRef Glass. And what it does is if a doc is wearing the Google Glass, it takes a photo of you as he or she walks in the room,
mm-hmm.
and then uploads it to an online analysis and recognition service called BetaFace. It matches your picture against the faces of all that doctor's patients.
Yeah.
And then immediately brings up all the medical information about that patient.
So
there's
up
no
their
more
charts.
Doctor coming in with even getting on their computer and looking up your charts. It's just right there for the doc. It would probably be nice, too, when the dog gets bombarded in the aisle at the grocery store wanting info. "Remember me?" And then he or she can just be like,
right,
wink, wink, and then the information
and they pull
comes
it up.
The other one is called Glasnost. And this is from a Boston developer. And what it does is it lets you share images online. And then you quickly get feedback from your friends in your glass display. So you're at a store. You can push a photo to the web. So you're looking at a dress for a wedding. Should I buy this? You can stick it online and immediately get feedback from your friends on what they think. I don't like these type of shopping apps, but right. I think they could come in handy for some. And another one, just you think about the ways they could do it so specified, like this one called Birds for Glass. This is an app someone's come up with for Google Glass. So when you're walking around a neighborhood, pictures and info come up about birds that have been sighted in your area. If you're a bird lover.
How about this Google Glass app where you're out shopping and you look at different outfits and it will say, yes, that dress will make you look fat.
Stop it.
Like you could color them in red. All right, now some people are texting in about Google Glass and facial recognition. And the first text brings up a very interesting point. It says, great, now everyone will know about my false arrest. Mm-hmm. An arrest is not an indictment. It's not a conviction. It's not a sign of guilt.
So
it's nothing.
I'm guessing this person is saying when you type in their name, the mugshots.com is the first thing that comes up.
Yeah, if Google is interfacing with all the faces on the internet and it's grabbing mugshots, mm-hmm. guess what? Any arrest may come up and somebody, hey, they might walk up to you and say, dude, sorry about that drunk driving conviction. Wow. And you think about maybe on a positive side, any sex offender registry is going to be on there. And are you going to want to wander around the street knowing, oh my goodness, that guy's on the registry? I mean, that could be good. It could be scary. It could have a real negative effect on our town, on our lives.
Right.
If suddenly you realize the criminal records of everyone around you, it's kind of scary when you think about it.
You're walking down the sidewalk, just everyone starts grabbing their children's hands and running across the street.
Yeah, this texture says, I hate that. It freaks me out, and I'm not a private person. It's really interesting. Now, this capability, by the way, will also be available for your phone. So
yeah,
it's not exclusive to Google Glass.
But it's more subtle.
It's completely
subtle. It would be the difference of this. The scenario you mentioned at a bar, if I were doing that with my phone, I walk up to you, hold my phone in front of your face, and take your picture.
Right.
If I'm wearing Google Glass, I wink, because that's another app that's coming out, where you can wink to take a photo. You wink at someone, which is creepy in and of itself, and then that takes your photo, gets the facial recognition, and you are none the wiser.
This exercise sounds like it's time to post 8 or 9 web pages with my pic and a bunch of false data, which sounds, I guess, you could go out and put a bunch of false data about yourself, attach it to your picture, and someone with Google Glass, it comes up millionaire, jet setter, right? You could play with it a little bit.
Well, and we all know the contacts are coming. The
contacts
are coming. Right now, the Google Glass is pretty obvious on your face.
Right.
But we know the contacts are coming. Ghost Protocol told us so.
It's kind of freaky. Now, the only place I can see it helping me is I can't remember a face or somebody that I met 2 minutes ago, right? So if I had the Google Glass on or the contacts, I would never forget a face again because it would tell me, that's so-and-so, you met them 2 minutes ago.
But then you would have no excuse.
And
so you would be sad.
No,
you would have to remember everyone.
No,
it would be right there.
I wouldn't be remembering. See, I don't have any problem.
But you would have to. You wouldn't be able to ignore them. Maybe that's the better way to put it.
But it's just like every system in my life. I create all this tech and all these different things so that I don't have to remember. It does it for me. So anytime where it can do it for me, I'm in. I'm game.
It's like having a very wise personal assistant. You're walking around and
right.
it says, that's Bob Smith.
Right.
You did this with him and his wife's name's Barbara.
Which is also the purpose of the magic house.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm with her, she also helps me remember those things. So very important. Hey, coming up on the browsers, we want you to text us your unwritten rules for life. For example,
AKA your Iversonian laws for life.
Yeah, you always stand on the side of the escalator, the right side, to let people pass through. or you always let somebody come out of the elevator before you go in, we've got a list of them. We want yours at 57500, the unwritten rules of life.
The Browsers.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Money, yes, and more.
Just make sure it makes sense.
I mean, you don't lop off the productive stuff, you lop off the unproductive stuff. You don't penalize those that are being efficient, you penalize those who are totally inefficient.
Government gets bigger, sometimes it gets smaller. Doug Wright walks Utah through all the changes. Listen weekdays 9 to noon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
I have the perfect place for you to celebrate Memorial Weekend, historic Ruby's Inn in Bryce Canyon. Take one of the scenic road trips and then top it off with a delightful stay at Ruby's Inn. Did you know Ruby's Inn is one of the best lodging and hospitality facilities in Bryce? Amazing activities and festivals, horseback riding, mountain biking, guided ATV tours, nightly cowboy cookouts, and much more. If you've never been to Bryce Canyon, you are really missing out. Begin your journey off I-15 into Parowan, taking Utah's newest national scenic byway, winding into one of my favorites, Patchwork Parkway 143, for beautiful summer colors found at Cedar Breaks National Monument in Panguitch. But wait, there's so much more. Make your way through Utah's All-American National Scenic Byway 12. You'll also encounter Bryce Canyon National Park's famous hoodoos. And when you're all done, rest up in one of many of Bryce's best lodging facilities like Ruby's Inn. To learn more about the Bryce Canyon area, visit rubysinn.com. That's rubysinn.com.
Join the KSL Block Party on our Facebook page and win thousands of dollars in prizes. Visit Facebook.com/KSL News Radio and enter to win our Block Party giveaway. You could win a month's mortgage from Mountain America Credit Union, and we'll throw in a new barbecue, two beach cruiser bikes, and a $200 gift certificate to Daisy Maids, courtesy of RC Willie and Grow Social. Enter to win by visiting Facebook.com/KSL News Radio. But you need to hurry. The Block Party ends June 3rd.
I'm Jay McFarlane with Amy Iverson, and we are the Browsers.
We are your fun-filled guides to the future. Plus, we show you some new workarounds to make today a lot easier.
And that's what today's segment is all about. The unwritten rules of life, or as we've called them on the show, Iversonian laws.
There are some things I feel like should or would be common sense to adults, and then yet they're not.
And maybe they're disappearing from society. And so we need some reminders. And that's what this segment is about.
I'm frankly shocked that you're the one who brought this up.
Really?
Yes. Normally you don't really care about this sort of thing.
Well, I've never said I care. I'm just saying these are those.
Okay.
Unwritten rules. And certainly I care about some. For example, one that I've made one of my campaigns in life is to get people to talk quietly when they're in the public around other people, right?
A texter just sent in what might be my favorite and something that I don't do now that I will now forever do. 8901 is the text number. Leave the change in vending machines for little kids to find.
Oh.
That is the best idea ever. I'm going to go put change in the little slots so that the kids can find it. Bring joy to the world.
Okay, I'll give you a few starters here. When riding the escalator, stand on the right and leave an open lane for passengers.
People don't get it.
They don't. They stand in the center.
Or they stand on the left, which is supposed to be the passing lane.
You know, I will tell you, if they're standing to one side or the other, I'm okay. It's the middle, as long as you can get by. But a little uniformity could be nice.
I've been known
always
to pull
to the right.
On your left.
Yes.
Sometimes you're in a hurry to get up the escalator.
All right, here's one. The next time you are standing in line, do not approach the cashier or customer service agent while on the phone and make them wait.
Mm-mm.
And there's people behind you.
I feel like I just want to read these texts.
Do it.
Let's see. This is a texter. If I'm in a store, see a shirt or something on the floor, I put it back on the hanger. Help the retail people out.
What? I've never.
You haven't?
No.
I do.
And that goes along with one of these rules of life. When you pick up an item at the grocery store and you've decided that you don't want it, don't just put it on the shelf anywhere.
No.
Especially if it's perishable, you know, like it's refrigerated and you've left it out by the potato chips.
Now, I do admit I'm too lazy to put it all the way back, like if I'm going to check out and I realize I don't want it, but I will give it to the cashier and say, I'm sorry, I don't want this.
And then they can put it
back.
I will admit I've not always put things back.
But do you put it where it shouldn't go?
Well, that would be not putting something back.
Right, but
if
you don't
I haven't
give it to
put it back and I haven't given it to the cashier.
So you send them on a treasure hunt.
You can be the judge there. Somebody says, what about the people mover at the airport? They texted that in at 57500.
You stand to the right.
Same thing.
Walk to your left.
Because there are people who are running late for flights or whatever, and they want to get by, and they can move twice as fast. Right? Do you have more there? More texters?
One person saying, don't speed more than 7 miles over the speed limit. I like that. I probably adhere to that.
More than seven?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about this one? Wearing headphones in public is code for don't talk to me.
Jay has tried to let people know this because he constantly has headphones in, and yet people like me still talk to
him. They still talk to me. Yeah. How about this one? Never disrespect a person who is serving you food. That's just common sense, I think.
Good rule of thumb.
Disrespect them after you get the food. Right? See what I'm saying?
Mm.
Don't stop in the middle of a busy sidewalk to read texts or whatever.
Agree.
Right?
Blinker in the parking lot is the way to dibs a spot, texter says.
I totally agree. Totally agree. Now, do you blinker out of a roundabout?
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
Blinker out of a roundabout.
Now, thank you. This is one I know that Jay had on his list, a texter saying. And I will tell you, we share this building with the LDS Business College. Lovely kids who go there. They don't know this rule. If an elevator opens in front of you, you wait until everyone comes out.
Yes.
Or no one gets off before you enter.
And you do the same on Front Runner,
mm-hmm.
on tracks. It's the same thing. The exiters get first. Now, the only problem I get messed up is sometimes people will stand, and I don't know why. I think this goes along with elevator etiquette. If you're in the elevator by yourself, stay in the center back.
Mm.
Because if you're off to the side and you take a second to get out and the elevator door is open,
collision.
I've been given the all clear because I can't see you. And that's awkward. And you know this. I don't like awkward. I'm not a fan.
Yeah. I remember teaching that elevator rule to my kids when they were little. So I feel like people should know the let people get off first rule, but no.
All right, a texter also sent this one in, and Iverson, you're probably not familiar with this, but in the men's room, there should be a one urinal buffer zone unless it's full.
I didn't want to bring this up, but I saw the text, and I know for a fact there's a bro code when it comes to even going to the movies, that you will leave a seat. If you go with another guy, you will leave a seat between.
Unless it's reserved seating.
There are many places this happens.
Yeah.
So I did not know that it would even be a question in the bathroom.
Yeah.
For you guys.
Every other, unless it's full.
Is that not common sense? I would think.
Again, these are all things you would think people would just know that you're like born with, but you're not.
It's the bro code.
Here's another one for tracks, front runner. If the train is packed, do not take two seats.
Mm-mm.
Do not occupy the seat next to you with a backpack or your legs.
Am I too old fashioned to say if an older woman is standing, you get up and offer your seat on front runner, or does that not
so
happen?
Crazy. I have seen it happen, certainly. Absolutely. How about this? I don't agree with this one. Avoid using the K for okay at all costs while texting. I don't agree with that one.
I don't either.
You do the K?
I don't really do it, but I don't mind if others do it.
The K is fine.
My boys are big on ladies first because of my husband. And so... But I think this goes, we've talked about this before, just opening doors for people. And I will tell you, if you see me out in the street and you do a kind deed, I might reward you. A young boy, maybe 11, opened my door for me at a grocery store. I was so impressed. I bought the kid an ice cream. Because it's so rare, I think.
Yeah, that's one. How about this one? This one drives me crazy. Don't try and sneak behind the guy backing out of the parking space. It happens all the time. I'm backing out. I'm clearly a quarter of the way out. People think, I'm just going to get by this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it quickly, and they assume that you're going to see them. I don't understand. Just rolling the dice. I hope they see me. I can get by quick.
Now, texter saying that you have two toddlers and you're holding both their hands on the escalator. No one minds if you don't move. I mean, I don't. If I see a woman with children on the escalator, I'm not going to say, on your left, and try to get you to scoot over.
If you're in a hurry, you are.
No,
if you're late for your flight, you are.
I wouldn't.
You can't stand to the side with two kids?
It's hard.
No, you can.
Wrangling two toddlers.
You certainly can do it. How about this one? Don't spit your gum out in the drinking fountain.
What?
Yeah, I see it all the time. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You have to say it.
And my husband has mentioned this one. Don't get on the treadmill right next to someone if there's an empty one.
Oh, same thing.
Then it becomes a race.
How about this one? Do not at work put up PowerPoints that have thousands of words on them. No PowerPoints with what there should be like a 10-word limit per slide. Or this one. Don't try and open a bag of potato chips slowly to be quiet.
Why?
It makes the same amount of noise, only longer. So you're sitting there.
Okay, no.
Just go for it.
This
quickly.
Is a true question that I have. You order the delicious toasted bread at an Italian restaurant that has basil and tomatoes on it.
I can't relate to this experience, but I'll
try.
I'll try and go with
it. Yes, you can.
Okay.
I'm not saying you're in Italy. I'm just saying at an Italian restaurant.
Okay.
It's not pronounced bruschetta, okay?
Oh, here we go.
But you
this
feel...
This is not pronunciation, please.
You will sound pretentious if you say bruschetta, which is how you pronounce it. So do you mispronounce it on purpose as to not seem pretentious? Or do you just go ahead and go with it?
You just say, give me that twisty Italian bread stuff. And then you've avoided the whole problem, right?
Texters, 57500. Do you just pronounce it correctly, or do you just give up? Like GIF and JIF. You let us know.
Don't even start that again.
Hey, coming up, I have some more car tips for you. And this time, too, we want to talk a little bit about the bridges. If you heard about that crazy bridge collapse up in Seattle yesterday, we'll talk a little bit about the safety of Utah's bridges, too. Coming up.
Real Salt Lake faces the Chicago Fire in the first of a four-game homestand at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, May 25th, presented by Budweiser. Kick is set at 7 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5. Don't miss the matchup as RSL tries to gain 3 points over this Eastern Conference foe. Visit RealSaltLake.com to get your tickets today.
Velasquez, Plata, Morales,
I will be the difference. Will you?
1:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Scott Seeger. KSL's top story this hour. Memorial Day weekend kicks off what UDOT and the Utah Highway Patrol call the 100th deadliest days on Utah roads. KSL News Radio's Andy Farnsworth explains.
UDOT spokesperson John Gleason says traffic fatalities on Utah's roads increased by 35% between Memorial Day and Labor Day. He says the summer weather seems to make people drive faster, and it's the speed involved that turns a regular crash into a fatal one. Over the past 5 years, there have been traffic deaths nearly every summer holiday weekend.
KSL is teaming up with UDOT to reduce the number of traffic deaths on Utah's roads. To be a part of the effort on Road to Zero Fatalities, go to KSL.com. KSL's top national story this hour. Two passengers on a flight from Pakistan to England reportedly threatened to destroy the plane after an argument with a crew. British military scrambled fighter jets to intercept the flight. The two men were arrested, but a British security official says it does not appear to be terror-related. Other national stories KSL is following. A bridge collapse in Washington state has exposed problems in tens of thousands of bridges across the country. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
In the collapsed I-5 bridge, civil engineer Maria Feng at Columbia University found two vulnerabilities that she said exist at thousands of the nation's bridges. The first is vehicle overload.
The truck has increased its size and weight. The bridges were not designed for that kind of loading.
And she said the I-5 bridge was what's known as non-redundant.
That prevents loads from being redistributed if something fails.
The American Society of Civil Engineers rates 1 in 9 American bridges structurally deficient. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The Illinois House has approved a plan to allow qualified gun owners to carry their weapons in public. Illinois is the only state in the country without a concealed carry law. The federal appeals court has said that is unconstitutional. Your money at this moment. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrials down again 9 points to 15,285. The NASDAQ losing 8. The S&P has dropped 4. Beautiful Memorial Day weekend. We'll get you the latest from the KSL Weather Center next. KSL News Time, 1:32.
Imagine yourself at the Utah Shakespeare Festival this summer. Musicals, Shakespeare, and more are performed with additional activities to complete the experience. Don't miss the Free Green Show every Monday through Saturday evening at 7 p.m. for singing and dancing the whole family can enjoy. For Utah Shakespeare Festival tickets or information, call 800-PLAY-TIX or go to utahbard.org.
Sutherland's Home and Garden Spring Catalog has arrived, filled with spring buys, ideas, specials, and more. A new deck not only adds value to your home, but it also creates an enjoyable outdoor space. Build a sturdy, low-maintenance deck with Cimarron composite decking for $150 per linear foot, compared to $249. Does your cedar fence need a little TLC? 1x4x6-inch cedar fence boards are just 99 cents each. Show weeds who's boss with Roundup ready-to-use weed and grass killer for just $649 after mail-in rebate. Shade your windows or porch with outdoor roll-up window shades at up to 80% off. We have 3 sizes to choose from. Check out our tool sale. Right now, you can get a 2400 PSI pressure washer for only $249. That's $120 off. Sutherland's, serving Salt Lake for over 40 years. Located on the corner of Redwood Road and North Temple. Check out these deals and more online at Sutherland's.com.
Sutherland's, warehouse prices, hometown service. Warehouse prices, hometown service.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning. Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Noon on KSL News Radio.
Time for another check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. No big problems out there to report on. I-15 or I-80 looks like smooth sailing right now if you're headed out for the Memorial Day weekend. And the forecast calling for sunny and nice the rest of today. High should be in the mid-70s, mostly clear tonight, overnight low 50. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer, high in the low 80s, low 80s for Sunday, and back into the upper 70s for Memorial Day. Right now in Salt Lake, a few clouds, 69 degrees. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Scott Seeger, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic and weather station.
Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson are the browsers.
So instead of a wedding registry, it's a car registry, and people buy parts of a car for you.
But what if you can only afford a lug nut?
The biggest stories breaking online. Reaction in social media. New technology and remarkable websites and videos about to go viral. Jay and Amy find the best of everything online and in life. The browsers on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, I will admit that I follow a lot of people on Twitter from Washington State because I used to live there, and also because of the Susan Powell case. I've just kept following a lot of people up there. And so my Twitter feed got taken over last night by this bridge collapse. Now, we had a texter say, what? I didn't even hear about this. So maybe it wasn't taking over everyone's Twitter feed, but it definitely did mine. This was a bridge that went over the Skagit River about an hour north of Seattle. On I-5, so main thoroughfare.
And the bridge looks fine. It looks new to me.
Does it?
Yeah.
Because you're a bridge guy?
Yeah.
Well, and then I thought about it because the cause of it, we now know, was an oversized load that a guy was carrying across the bridge, and it hit the little, what are they called? The buttresses up top?
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's the right word. But it hit those, and that caused the bridge, this part of the bridge, to collapse. It was just the middle section. And if you saw the photos, it fell into the river. Two other cars fell into the river. They brought in hovercrafts to rescue these people. No one killed, which was pretty miraculous.
Yes.
But it did kind of shine a light on how safe are bridges in general. And I was wondering about our local bridges and how safe they were. Now,
so we went and checked them out.
We did.
All the way here on Front Runner, I was looking down at the bridges.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Because they look good to me.
Yeah, but we're going pretty fast.
A bridge girder. That's what they're called. An overhead bridge girder. That's what it hit. And then the whole way down Parley's this morning, I'm following what looked to be part of some sort of industrial-sized dump truck that a semi was carrying. And all I could think was, don't hit anything. This bridge in Seattle area was not classified as structurally deficient per se, but the Federal Highway Administration database listed it as being functionally obsolete, which means the design is outdated. Narrow shoulders, low clearance underneath. 71,000 cars go over this bridge every day. So thank you to our producer who tracked down John Gleason at UDOT to find out about our safety here in Utah, and he said, you know what, we're all in good shape.
We've had so many construction projects here, major construction projects over the last several years, that we're in good shape right now because we've had the opportunity to replace some of the older bridges with brand new ones.
So one good reason for all the construction, everyone. And he also said that UDOT does routinely inspect all of Utah's 2,900 bridges. I had no idea we had that many. They do it every 2 years.
Overall, statewide, we have less than 1% of bridges that they call structurally deficient.
So we're in good shape. We are in the top five in the country for our bridge structure. Yay.
Did you say hoverboards?
I don't know.
No, hovercraft.
What did I say?
I don't know. People are saying it's a hoverboard.
That would have been extra cool.
No.
But
they came over in the hovercrafts, yeah, which do go over water.
Yes. Because it was too choppy, I guess, for the boats.
Yeah.
So if I did say hoverboard, you're welcome, because that's kind of cool. So I thought I'd start off my little car tip segment here by telling you, because I feel like I can do this, because no one was killed, you know. How do you get out of a sinking car?
Okay.
If this were to happen.
All right.
Now, oddly, this came out of a pamphlet that a group put together to shame Speaker Boehner. Because he wouldn't fund some highway improvements.
Okay.
Or something.
I saw this on Mythbusters, too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see if they agree.
Okay.
This is from the U.S. Army Survival Guide.
They say
Mythbusters, U.S. Army. we'll see.
Very first is something that you would think you would do, but many people forget. To unfasten your seatbelt.
Yes.
The second you know you're going into water. And then before the electricity shorts out, roll the window down. It may seem counterintuitive.
It totally seems counterintuitive.
But you need to regulate the pressure in and out of the car. Now, if you don't get that window down, of course you're going to want to try to break it. But they said a lot of people think they can kick the window.
It's because you always see that.
It doesn't happen. You're not going to be able to kick it out, according to the Army. They say grab something.
Mythbusters found the same thing.
Say you have a flashlight under your seat or something. That would be good. Something to break the glass and smash a side window. Don't try to do the windshield. Smash the side window, and it will break more easily if you can hit the edge or corner.
And you can purchase little glass breakers.
If you go over a lot of rivers, maybe that's a good idea.
To keep in your glove box or something
like that. So is that the same with...
Yes. Yeah, the big issue is once that... all that water pressure is around you, opening the door is going to be impossible. And as you said, breaking the window is going to be very difficult.
Okay. Yeah.
So Mythbusters, hey, they're in.
They're on target with the Army.
Yeah.
I guess I did not say hoverboard, but someone was just trying to make a fun Back to the Future reference on the text. So
yeah, let's make light of the bridge collapse. Thanks.
All right, I have some more car tips for you. Now, I finally got a car a while ago that had the lumbar support that would pump up, you know?
Yeah.
And I always get an aching back if I have to travel somewhere. And so I was so happy. Yay! Because I would always like put my Franklin Day Planner back there back in the day or whatever. And it's a good idea because you need to support that spine. The less your lower back will ache while you're driving. So if you don't have those adjustable lumbar supports, put something back there. Put your jacket back there. Something to support your lower back.
Because we don't have Franklin planners anymore.
I still have mine.
You carry it with you, though?
No, but I have stuff in there, and I have my Palm in there, my Palm Pilot. Mm-hmm. I've got it still.
But you're not using it.
No.
I have a lot of old tech.
But it's in my planner.
Yeah.
And I still have, like, my photo sleeves with pictures of my kids in there and a checkbook. So it's all my antiquated things. I just keep in the planner. Lose the junk. So I'm talking about how sometimes you just have a bunch of stuff in your trunk, in your back seat. You just keep it there because you're too lazy to clean it out. You will improve your economy by 1% to 2% for every 100 pounds. So get that stuff out of there. And loaded down roof rack is the worst. It can cut your fuel economy by as much as 5%. So if you just think you're cool driving around with your Thule roof rack with all your stuff in there, it's hurting your fuel economy. Now, I was going to see if you agreed with this, Jay.
Okay.
Because I know you're a do-it-yourselfer with a lot of the car stuff.
I'm a T-DIY.
Try to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then once you've failed profoundly, get help.
Okay.
That's my typical MO.
Because this is one of the things, you go to get your oil changed, they always tell you your filter needs changed, right?
Yes.
Well, this suggestion says today's best oil filters will trap particles just 10 microns in diameter. Not even possible 10 years ago. So they're far superior to budget filters, and they recommend replacing it every single time you change your oil.
Okay.
Do you agree?
Yes.
Every single time?
Sure.
Okay.
They're not hard to replace, depending on the car.
Mm.
Because they may be in a very awkward location, hard to get to.
And then,
and when you put that oil filter back on,
yeah,
be sure to put a little oil on the rubber seal so you get a good
one.
You get a
good one from you.
And be sure to, if you're doing the oil change yourself, be sure you put what's the screw in the bottom that lets oil out. I have no idea what the
I don't know.
Be sure you screw that back in before you put the new oil in.
Good idea.
Yeah, just couple of thoughts there. I saw both of those on Wheeler Dealers yesterday on the Velocity channel.
And finally, if you have a car prone to overheating,
yeah,
open your windows and turn on the heater.
Yes.
Again, another thing that seems counterintuitive, but by doing that, you draw the heat away from the engine into the car's cabin.
I have done this.
Okay.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've had
Instead
that
of car tips, kind of we car should have trouble. Just called this Jay's yucky cars that he found things to work.
Jay's sad life.
All right, we have the mashup coming up, and Universal Studios is adding a new land. Did you know this? I didn't, and I'll tell you which one.
Smartphone land?
You wish.
Plus the grammar police coming out, or the pronunciation police, in the mashup.
The Browsers.
Yep, it's me again. And I'm out here at J&J Garden Center in Layton, you know, Utah's largest producing nursery, because I need more trees. And J&J has the largest selection in Utah. I love trees, and I only buy the best. And J&J grows the best products at the best price. Right now, over 25 of their top varieties and sizes of trees are 20% off. And their 7 most popular 2-gallon shrubs are on sale too, usually $15.98 each. Right now, they're only $8.98. Oh, I just love this place. And I promise that you'll love it too. So trust me, you won't be disappointed. J&J Garden Center in Layton. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You gotta see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home. J&J Garden Center.
This?
Well, the next time you're hungry, instead of going to the grocery store, just go down to the local urban food forest and pick some food.
I love this idea. I've told you before how the post office in my area is kind of like the community hub. That's what this will be, the urban food forest. It's just near downtown Seattle. It's going to be where you can go pick your own fruits and vegetables.
This self-sustaining forest will grow produce such as apples, herbs, walnuts and pineapples, and anybody is welcome.
It's totally free, and because of where it's located, they'll be able to grow some pretty cool things like pineapples that you wouldn't normally be able to grow up there. There will also be a berry patch and a nut grove.
Can you go pick some for me? Because I'm kind of tired.
I'm on it.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said you are the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps, so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage, when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Who would you have die in a car crash?
Your neighbor?
Your friend? Your brother or sister?
Your spouse?
Your child? Fact is, any death on Utah's roads is one death too many.
That's why KSL News has teamed up
with UDOT's Zero Fatalities program
to drive home information that you need
to help you,
your friends, your family
come home safely every time.
Join us
on the road to zero fatalities.
Only from KSL News.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
Outlet shopping is more accessible than ever just off I-15 exit 284 next to Cabela's at the new outlet at Traverse Mountain. The amazing collection of stores includes Utah's first Michael Kors outlets, La Crusade, Pro Image, Go Light, and Under Armour. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo Ralph Lauren, and more. Enjoy new stores from Motherhood Maternity, Oakley Vault, and Quicksilver. To satisfy your senses, dine at Johnny Rockets, or for the lighter side, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Shop the Memorial Day Sidewalk Sale Friday, May 24th through Monday, May 27th. Spend $250 and receive a $10 gift card to the outlets. Redeem at customer service in the Grand Lobby. While supplies last, visit outlets at traversemountain.com for a complete list of stores, hours, and events. That's outlets at traversemountain.com. Discover your outlet at Traverse Mountain, just off I-15, exit 284. For more, visit outlets at traversemountain.com.
Jay and Amy's breaking stories ripped from the interwebs. Sit back and crank the knob. It's the browser's mashup.
Universal Orlando is doing a couple of things. One, I'm giving a yay. One, I'm giving a...
And that is a correct term.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how you spell it, but...
Some people give stars. That's what I give.
You have those. You don't have stars.
They're adding a new land at Universal Orlando.
No.
Now, it seems like they're focusing a little more on the food than anything else.
Okay.
But you'll be able to get a Krusty Burger.
Okay.
You'll be able to go to Moe's Tavern or Lard Lad Donuts. The Quickie Mart, the Fried Dutchman, Luigi's Pizza, they're all there. I didn't see anything about rides necessarily based on The Simpsons, but...
That's probably a good thing.
Really?
Yeah.
And then also, every year around Memorial Day, it seems, one of the theme parks, one of the major theme parks, will raise their prices. And then at least one of the other major two, I'm talking SeaWorld, Disney, Universal, will follow. And this year it was Universal. They raised single-day admission to $88, up from $85. So now this was last year they did that. So they were the most expensive theme park in the U.S. But while Disney World went up to $89 for a single day, this week, Universal again, single-day, single-park, $92. Kids, $86. They say, this is Theme Park Insider. They say that it is highly likely that Universal's competitors will follow. And they're trying to get you to buy the multi-day theme passes because at Universal, so one day is $92, 2 days is $126, 3 days $140. So you're getting such savings. And then Disney World, as of this week, single day, $89. But a 4 day Disney World pass with access to just one theme park, $256. They don't have to push the multi-day as much. People are just more apt to do that at Disney, not so much at Universal. So Universal, you're getting a much bigger savings if you do multi-day. But still, those prices. I still say it's worth it, but that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of cash.
Something to save for.
Do you think I could get into Simpsons Land with my box of Krustios?
Ooh, you might get a discount.
You think? I still have it.
And there's one upstairs in the sports department.
Yeah, and they sent us a bunch of stuff when 7-Eleven carried for a short time the Simpsons products, remember? Mm-hmm. What was the soda? Do you remember?
I have to admit, I never watched The Simpsons.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
I haven't really either, but they sent me a six-pack of the soda, the Simpsons soda.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept it in my office at home, and one day I came home, and it had exploded all over all my computer equipment. Which follows...
On your computer?
Oh, yeah, all over everything. And it wasn't diet, so it was really sticky.
Now, a texter says the best ride at Universal in California is the Simpsons ride. I've not been to Universal in a long time.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been.
I went when I was younger, but not for a long time.
Yeah, just a little quick commentary about my campaign to stop loud talking in public.
Yeah.
The last two times I've been in Front Runner, two very loud talkers, both of them in a language I don't know where it's from.
Okay.
I did not understand a word. Very loud. This morning and yesterday.
Oh, you
very
didn't even
loud.
Bring it up yesterday. How
no,
did you restrain yourself?
No, I didn't.
Yourself?
It was just one time. But now it's 2 days in a row. So loud talking in a foreign language, and you'd think it would be less distracting because you don't understand.
No, more.
It's more distracting.
Your brain has to work harder.
Yeah, and it achieves nothing. So at least if you're talking loud, I get some juicy tidbits, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I this thought occurred to me this morning. When you're in a public library, what's the appropriate attitude as far as noise? What is it?
Shh.
Very quiet. Why?
Because people are reading and studying.
They're doing what?
Reading and
studying.
They're
reading and studying? Wow, what do you think the majority of the people on Front Runner are doing?
Sleeping?
No. The majority of people on Front Runner are reading or they're on their laptops working.
Mm.
Would it not be the same protocol to be very, very quiet?
I've never been on Front Runner.
Well, you're going to have to. You're going to have to try it out. That's just my little public service announcement today for you to remind you to treat Front Runner like a public library in any language. Okay?
You got a lot of audio there.
Oh, you want to try
some of it?
Well, it's not everything we have to get to today, but okay. As talk show hosts, we are constantly being criticized for pronunciation.
Yes.
And the folks at Mental Floss put together a really nice refresher on good pronunciation. And it's pronunciation and grammar.
Okay.
Right? There are so many words that we use incorrectly because there's another word that looks or sounds almost just like it. And we get those words confused all the time.
I have a feeling I'm going to be attracted to this guy.
Yeah.
Let me hear him.
These are things that really don't impact my life one way or the other, but we'll give you a few here. Let's see.
A lot is two words, as in I have a space lot of unwatched episodes of The Vampire Diaries on my DVR. Lose, as in lose the game, has one O. Loose, as in, hey, Justin Bieber, I haven't seen pants that loose since MC Hammer, has two O's.
I didn't know a lot of people got that mixed up.
Oh, yeah. I see it all the time on the Facebook.
I did have to help my daughter learn dessert and desert the other day. Can I just tell you my little tip to remember?
Between dessert and desert?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Dessert, think of spraying Cool Whip in two S's. Shh, shh, that's dessert.
One more time.
Shh, shh, because you want two sprays of Cool Whip on your dessert, not on the desert.
How about this one?
Could of is not a thing. Neither is should of, neither is would of. You get the picture. Could of is a contraction of could have. Should of is a contraction of should have. I'll leave it to you to figure out what would have means. Speaking of commonly said things that are not in fact things, for all intensive purposes is wrong. It's for all intents and purposes.
Marry me now! I love this guy.
But you're going to take all the character out of language.
What?
I would have. I could have. Love that. And you know what? Which
one? You can say could have, but he's talking about when you go to spell it.
Listen. Could of is not a thing. Neither
yeah.
is should
not
of.
A thing.
Neither
no,
is would
could
of.
But you can could say have could have.
Is a contract.
No.
Do you hear the difference? Could of, could have. It's an abbreviation, not two separate
words. One has
words.
Character, the other doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Broughton.
Yeah. Who is my neighbor, by the way? So be nice.
I haven't brought any. Love it. Or Broughton, Botten. Awesome. You want another one?
Or Brang.
Brang? Yeah? Yeah?
Okay, who and whom? Who and whom are both pronouns. Who is a subject? Whom is an object? So who is your favorite Spice Girl? But whom do you like among the Spice Girls? Easy trick, if your answer would contain a he or a she, use who. If your answer would contain a him or a her, use whom.
Are you clear now?
I wasn't listening.
Are you going to feel any responsibility to follow these rules?
No, I'm...
For all intensive purposes?
For all intensive purposes, I am perfectly fine. It would be a tragedy for me to suddenly take all the character out of my speech.
Well, I don't know about you. My kids are out of school for the summer. They're out for the summer.
Oh, mine are out of school, but they're still forced to go till school lets them out, even though they're doing nothing.
Well, coming up, some ways to keep your kids safe online this summer while they're online a lot more than usual.
Old MacDonald had some ground with Nutri-Mulch. And in that ground, he plants some seeds with Nutri-Mulch. With a strong plant here and a strong plant there a plant, there a plant, everywhere a strong plant. Now, old MacDonald has a farm with Nutri-Mulch. Nutri-Mulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA Country stores. See Nutri-Mulch.com. Let's talk turkey. Premium turkey manure compost from NutriMulch. Putting NutriMulch in your ground before planting assures that you have a nutrient-rich and plant-friendly medium in which to produce the finest crops, flowers, and shrubs. Using lesser compost cheats your plants and hurts production. So this year, don't chicken out and use inferior products. You could